everybody. Welcome to Mr. Anthony Presents Buddy Boy, Buddy Girl Astrology Club Show. And we have Mr. Anthony here with all kinds of goodness to share. Hey, Mr. Anthony, what's going on?
How are you doing, Frankie, Jackie? My
what's
favorite
Frankie?
Gemini. Which one are you today? Frankie, Jackie,
I'm Frankie.
Or Jackie, Frankie, or both? Frankie?
No, just Frankie tonight. Thank you.
Frankie tonight, so the other twin is too tired, right? You have a tired sun, moon, Gemini.
Yes.
Right? Is that what it is?
Yeah, she's just like not really hanging out tonight, so. Yeah. Anyway, so what are we doing? What are we talking about?
Hi, everybody. Excuse me, it's Mr. Anthony Presents Buddy Boy, Buddy Girl Astrology Club Show for Monday, August 10th, 2020. So welcome, everybody, to Mr. Anthony Presents Buddy Boy, Buddy Girl Astrology Club Show. And right now, the planetary forecast is Sun at 18 degrees Leo right now. So if you're a Leo, if you're born between August 21st, starting July 21st, you are a Leo. So the sun is in Leo right now. Happy birthday to all Leos. And right now the earth is in Aquarius. The sun, key word is I create. Leo means I create. And Aquarius, earth in Aquarius. So why are you mentioning that, Mr. Anthony? Well, right now the earth is in Aquarius right now. The earth is always opposite the sun. So the earth is at 18 degrees Aquarius. Aquarius means changes, upheaval, clarity is what Aquarius means. It's an air sign, the opposite of Leo. Leo's a fire sign. And yes, Mr. Anthony has 7 signs in Leo. So I have sun in Virgo, but I have a bunch of signs in Leo when I was born, August 25th. So I have like Mercury, Mars, Pluto, Ceres, Trans-Pluto, South Node in Leo, so I'm a closet Leo. So I act like this. So the sun is I create, keyword. The moon right now, the transiting moon, is at 11 degrees Taurus the Bull. It's going to be in Taurus the Bull for the next 2 days, Monday the 10th through Wednesday, August 10th. So if you have sun in Leo, moon in Leo, if you have sun in Taurus, ascending Leo, moon in Taurus, or even Venus in Taurus. Venus is the goddess of money. So it's new beginnings or money. Because Taurus is ruled by Venus, which is the goddess of love. So right now, everybody, Mercury is at 11 degrees Leo. And Venus is at 3 degrees Cancer the Crab. So the key word for Mercury is I think, I analyze. And Mercury is the ruling planet of Gemini and Virgo. So if you're a Gemini or Virgo, now it's a good time to be out in the sun. Get some exercise. And you know what? If the question is, Frankie, do you have any signs in Leo? You're born June 12th. Yes, you do. You have 2 signs in Leo. You have Mars, Uranus, and Leo when you were born. So that means very dynamic, very original. And when you party, because Leo's like a party sign. Is that true?
Yes.
Are you a party girl?
You bested me. No, when I do, I really do.
Normally, you're kind of like a hard worker. You're always working with the Gemini part of you.
I'm always working. I'm all conservative. And then I'm like, hey, what's everybody been doing?
Crazy.
And then I come out. Then I come out and I get a little crazy. Mm-hmm.
So we have Sun in Leo right now, transiting right now, Earth in Aquarius right now at 18 degrees. The Sun is I create. The Moon is I feel, transiting Moon. And Taurus right now, the new beginnings if you're a Taurus person for money, career, and making money. If you have Taurus ascending, Sun in Taurus, Moon in Taurus, or Venus in Taurus the full, Mercury is at 11 degrees Leo, so a Gemini Virgo, it's time to go outside. And Venus is the goddess of love, everybody. People always ask me, Mr. Anthony, when is my good luck time for money? Traveling. Well, right now, Venus, which is the ruling planet of Taurus and Libra, I balance, I have, keywords. So Venus, the goddess of money, is in Cancer right now at 3 degrees right now, August 10th. And the beat is still around September 3rd, 2020. So if you're a Cancer Capricorn, if you're a Cancer water sign, Scorpio water sign, or Pisces water sign, you have good luck with money all the way through September 3rd, 2020. So that's your window. And then what happens? Well, then transiting Venus, the goddess of love and money, goes into Leo, September 4th, 2020. But right now, Venus, the goddess of love and money, is at 3 degrees Cancer, the crab. Opposite of Cancer is Capricorn. So we got that going on. And then we have Mars. Mars is the god of action, the god of sex, the god of reproduction. It's the god of getting pregnant. It's the frequency of exercise. Mars represents self-realization. And it also represents, Mars does, right now it's at 22 degrees Aries. Since July 1st, 2020, Mars will be in Aries till January 2021. It's around 5 months from now. And normally, Mars stays in one sign for like 45 days. But it's going to be Mars, the god of war, self-realization, exercise, getting pregnant. It's also the god of sex. So a lot of people always ask, Mr. Anthony, when am I going to get pregnant? And then they also ask, what does Mars mean as far as sex? So Mars does represent sex. And right now it's in a fire sign, Aries, right now. So what does that mean? Let's take a look at that. Mars in Aries means zest for life and sex, disliking routine, impulsive, gives all, takes all, sexuality is very exclusive, basic internal conflict, erotic, vain, jealous, possessive, someone must dominate, usually him or her. When sex is blocked, anger, and finally illness. Most arousable in the early morning. So that's what Mars in Aries means, and Mars in Aries is in right now. And then right now it's in transiting Mars in Aries, Sagittarius subdivision. So basically, what that means, buddy boy, buddy girl, is that Mars is in a fire sign. Aries is fire, cardinal fire, taking action with exercise. And right now it's in the third division of Aries, which is Sagittarius, which is mutable fire. And Aries is cardinal fire. It's very confrontational. So what does that mean, Mr. Anthony? Well, let's take a look at that, everybody. See what that means with that information there, with Mars and Aries, Sagittarius subdivision. Take a look at that. For Mars and Aries at 22 degrees, Aries, Sagittarius subdivision. So the Sagittarius element of Mars and Aries right now is high sex drive. Sex is a primitive mating dance. Sex without jealousy or shame. A union of equals, but often irresponsible. The body animal. Look is important. So that's what that means, everybody, buddy girl, buddy boy. But it also means, in another way, that if you're a female fire sign, if you're female Aries, female Leo, female Sagittarius, that means between now and the next 3 months, odds increase that you can get pregnant if you're a female. And if you're a male fire sign, if you're a male Aries, male Leo or male Sagittarius, you could get your girlfriend pregnant, your wife pregnant, or your mistress pregnant.
Dang.
All three. So you never know. So we'll see how that pans out. And that's all with Mars and Aries all the way till January. 2021, and Mars normally stays in one sign for like 45 days, but it's going to be there until January 2021. So we'll see how that pans out. So do you know anybody, Frankie, who's an Aries, Leo, Sagittarius, female?
Yes.
Okay.
I do.
So it makes sense to you?
Yes.
It makes a lot of sense to you?
Yeah, I do. It does. When you say things, sometimes you're so technical, it takes me a while to catch up. But then when I kind of apply it to people that I know or things that have been going on or things people have done or said, it makes sense.
Great. So that's what's going on right now. And then we have Jupiter retrograde in Capricorn at 19 degrees. So if you're a Pisces person or Sagittarius person, it's Jupiter retrograde at 19 degrees Capricorn. And also if you're a Capricorn, that means to reevaluate your business, career, reevaluate your accounting practices, reevaluate how you promote your business via computer or Facebook or social media. Is what Jupiter retrograde means. It's to reevaluate, redo, reconnect, redesign your computer programming or restock your product or services if you're a Sagittarius, Pisces, or Capricorn person. And Jupiter will be retrograde till about September 2020. Till about late September. And then it goes direct in Capricorn. So transiting Jupiter in Capricorn basically means if you're an Earth sign, Taurus, Capricorn, Virgo. Taurus, Virgo, Capricorn. That means you're going through a reevaluation of your business through September 2020. We'll see how that pans out for you. And Saturn retrograde right now. Saturn is the planet of business, career. It's the ruling planet of Capricorn. Right now it's at 27 degrees Capricorn right now. So we have a Jupiter retrograde, Saturn Capricorn retrograde, and Pluto retrograde, all in Capricorn. So you have new beginnings. So that's the part of astrology where the outer planets give you, like, information about what's going on right now. So Jupiter in Capricorn means expansion of business. It's retrograde, so that means to reevaluate how much you want to expand your business. And then Saturn retrograde means a lot of corporate companies all over the world are going to reevaluate their employee workplace for a lot of people all over the world. But it also means that if that's the case, it's an opportunity for you to start your own business and make more money because of this alignment with Jupiter and Capricorn. So we've got Jupiter, Saturn, Pluto conjunction all in Capricorn. And then we have Uranus and Taurus. So right now we have transiting Moon and Taurus right now in conjunction with Uranus and Taurus. So what that means, a new beginning, if you're Earth sign Taurus, Earth sign Virgo, Earth sign Capricorn, could be a sudden promotion, sudden money, but you could win the lotto in a sudden way in the next 3 days.
Wow. Go get
and
it.
If you win the lotto, I see 49.9% for Mr. Anthony once you win the lotto if you're a Taurus, Virgo, Capricorn. Wow.
Awesome.
Pretty incredible. And then we have, Neptune retrograde.
We have somebody who wants to talk to you, so we have a call.
Great.
We have a caller. But go ahead and finish what you were saying.
We also have Neptune retrograde in Pisces. Pisces represents the water. It's a water sign. Represents the reevaluate the kind of water you drink. Pisces also represents pharmaceuticals, drugs, alcohol, prescription drugs. So Neptune represents all those words of health and diet. So it's retrograde. So reevaluate your food diet, what kind of food you eat, and reevaluate your pharmaceutical or program, if you're involved in a program of some sort, reevaluate that or reconnect with that. Okay, so who's the caller on the Mr. Anthony telephone?
I don't know. Let's find out.
Hello.
Hello. Who are we speaking to? Where are you calling from?
Oh, you're speaking. You're speaking with Candace, and I'm calling from Manhattan.
I'm sorry. Can you speak up a little bit? What's your name?
Can you hear me better now?
A little bit. What is your name?
Okay. What about now?
That's much better.
Yes. Okay. How are you today?
Good. What is
great.
Your
how
name?
Are you, Candace?
Oh, Candace.
Not bad at all. Yes.
Okay.
How are you?
Thanks for calling in. I'll let you two talk.
Thank you. Thank you for taking my call. How are you today, sir?
Real good, Candace. Thank you for calling. What is your date of birth?
August 12th, 1980.
It's December 1980?
Yes. No, August 12th, 1980.
August 12th, 1980. Great.
Mm-hmm.
And how's the weather in Manhattan Beach?
Ah, very hot today.
Really? How hot was it? Like 75? 70?
Actually, 100 degrees.
In Manhattan Beach,
wow.
California?
Mm-hmm. No, I'm in New York.
So you're in Manhattan Beach, California, right?
No, New York.
Well, New York, so it was very humid there.
Yeah, very humid and hot today. Yes.
Yeah, it's pretty hot. Incredible. So you know you're a Leo, right? You know you're a Leo, Candace?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, you're a fire sign. Okay, so do you have any special questions about anything?
Yeah, I do. Just checking, it would be a good time to do some vacationing between now and by the end of the year.
Okay, let's take a look at that. So happy birthday.
Yes. Thank you.
The first
so
thing
much.
I'm seeing for you,
begin.
Candace, is expansion with career and money, and take action with exercise. Are you happy with your marriage?
I am not married yet. Do you see a good man for me?
Okay. I'm seeing that you can meet somebody with this Mars and Aries going on right now, and you're a fire sign Leo, and Mars is in Aries. It's a fire sign. I'm seeing where you can meet somebody brand new between now and September 10th. And it looks like a fire sign Aries or a fire sign Sagittarius person. Wow.
Nice.
And you meet them in a sudden way, or you meet them through your girlfriends or online. Are you doing dating online?
I haven't tried it as of yet.
Okay, so if you give it a shot in the next couple of weeks, you would meet somebody brand new online, but also in a sudden way, seeing like a social function, like a party of some sort, you can meet somebody there.
Mm.
So I'm seeing a lot of guys around you. I'm mostly seeing like, whether you do it online or just in person, I'm seeing like two guys, two younger guys and two older guys.
I'll take the younger.
You know what? It looks like a Gemini guy. It looks like a Gemini guy or Sagittarius guy, but I'm seeing two new guys. Okay, now a good time to take vacation is going to be between August 15th and August 31st.
Okay.
I'm also seeing, are you happy with your career?
No, I'm trying to do something new. Oh, my gosh, yes.
Okay, so you're in a reevaluation mode for a career. So if you update your resumes and all that, you can have a new job by September 3rd, 2020.
Oh, wow, okay.
So you're looking at promotion, and I'm also seeing like a long-distance trip also between now and September 3rd. Okay, you know what? Venus, which is the goddess of love, is going into Leo between September 3 and October 3, 2020. So that's when you know if you're committed to that relationship. But I'm seeing like you have a choice between two younger guys and two older guys. And you're going to know which one you love more between September 3 and October
3. Okay.
And you're looking at some kind of commitment. You know what? What I'm feeling right now, is somebody with a letter J or somebody from Jamaica or the Caribbean?
Really?
Could even be somebody from Australia. But that's coming along. Okay, I'm also seeing that you meet somebody brand new through your two girlfriends or two co-workers at your current job.
Yeah, okay.
So the main thing I'm seeing here, though, it's perfect timing. I just pulled your card right now, Leo. Okay, I'm also seeing like a job interview or job connection through one of your co-workers or friends, or somebody who left your company before is going to reconnect with you and give you like a lead for another new job coming up. So all you got to do is just update your resume, send that out, and you're going to get a big response, Candace.
Okay, I won't do that.
So it's a good forecast.
It looks good, but I just don't want to have a trouble in Paris marriage. I want it to be excellent.
So, do you want to meet somebody with the intention of getting married?
I don't want to push anyone.
So are you?
But you mentioned marriage.
Are you saying that you want to get married or you want to end the marriage?
Oh, I definitely want to get married. Oh my gosh, yeah.
Okay, so your marriage timeline is from January 2021 till August 2021. That's your timeline.
Okay.
But the main thing is going to be the job career thing, and then with Venus and Leo from September 3 through August 3, September 3 to October 3, that's your marriage, your commitment cycle. You'll know which guy you want to be with. Because I'm seeing like four guys, two younger ones and two older ones.
Yeah. Okay.
So good luck, Candace. Thanks for calling.
I want you to have some. Thank you.
Yeah, you know what? If you want to do a phone reading, Mr. Anthony, 661 area code 492-0065, 661-492-005, 492-0065, area code 661. You call the Mr. Anthony Center and make a phone appointment, Candace.
Thanks for calling. Yeah, that was great. Wow, that's awesome. So her Leo is really
activated.
Really, yeah.
Yeah, so in other words, buddy girl, buddy girl, buddy boy, buddy doll, buddy dude. So if you have Leo in your astrology, so you, Frankie, you have Mars, Uranus, and Leo. So when transiting Venus goes into Leo September 3 through October 3, it's new beginnings for you, for your love life, Frankie.
When? I'm probably like, when? When is
September 3 through October 3. It's new beginnings for your love life. It also means a couple of your projects that you've been working on for the past 6 months will be coming through.
That sounds great. Been working
so
really
new beginnings
hard.
For love, money, projects, attracting more money, love life, but also the thing with your project that you have going on. Are your Gemini projects?
I know. They're all up in the air at all times.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, Frankie, because a lot of people ask me, why is that? Mercury's not retrograde. No, it is not retrograde. Buddy boy, buddy girl. But Jupiter's retrograde in Capricorn, Saturn's retrograde in Capricorn, Neptune's retrograde in Pisces, and then Pluto is retrograde, but it's going to be going direct. So sometimes what I've noticed over the years with the planetary aspects is that when you have like a social planet like Jupiter, Saturn retrograde, sometimes you have delays with your career stuff. In this case, Capricorn. Capricorn does mean career.
Okay.
So keep in mind, is that your car going crazy?
No. You know, I live in Malibu and I'm right off of PCH and so some knucklehead is out there trying to be cool.
Really?
Yeah.
Somebody you know?
Nobody I know.
Well, I know. It's the pizza guy. And he's mad because he wants a bigger tip.
Well, I want pizza first. I'm going to give anybody a tip without some pizza. Bring me the pizza.
So it's a long forecast here. So we got Sun and Leo right now, Moon and Taurus right now. Mercury in Leo right now, Venus in Cancer, Mars in Aries, Jupiter in Capricorn retrograde, Saturn in Capricorn retrograde, Uranus in Taurus retrograde, Neptune retrograde in Pisces, and Pluto retrograde in Pisces. So we have a lot of stuff going on. So just be aware. A lot of people say, hey, Mr. Anthony, is it good or bad or what? It's kind of like with Jupiter retrograde, it basically means if you're an Earth sign, Capricorn, Taurus, or Virgo, it's kind of like reevaluate your goals, or if you're Sagittarius or Capricorn, and then reassess your career mode while Saturn is retrograde right now.
But,
wow.
You know, it's interesting how, like, such great stuff is, like, happening for Leos right now in Leo season. And then how many Leos? What do you say? You're all, how many? How does
I have
that
about seven. I have Sun in Virgo, Moon in Pisces when I am born. But I got seven signs in Leo also when I was born.
That's crazy.
So that means I'm more like I have more fire in my astrology because Virgo is earth and Pisces is water. But I have ascending Sagittarius, then I got all these signs in Leo. And then you have Sun, Moon, and Gemini, June 12th. So during that, when you were born, Mars and Uranus were in conjunction in Leo, and that's a part of you. That's Leo's masculine. So that means your father was a very dynamic guy, very magnetic guy, and he passed that on to you.
Yay. He was.
Was your dad very magnetic?
He was. He was very, very soft-spoken. He was super handsome, and when he spoke, it meant something. And it was really interesting. He was so quiet. But when he came to life, he was very engaging and charismatic.
And not so you are.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's how you... You can be that way sometimes.
I can be. Yeah, definitely. But I'm happy to hear that I got it from him, you know. Because my mother was also like that, but he had his own special way of being about that, you know.
Okay, everybody, so let's take a look at... Mr. Anthony presents karma card readings for all 12 signs on the Mr. Anthony Presents Buddy Boy, Buddy Girl Astrology Club show. If you want to call in, Buddy Boy, Buddy Girl, give us a call. If you want to do a live reading with Mr. Anthony, area code 516, area code 666-9512. If you want to call in for tonight's show, Mr. Anthony Presents Buddy Boy, Buddy Girl Astrology Club show, episode 2. And if you want to call Mr. Anthony for a phone reading, please do that. Mr. Anthony Center, area code 661-492-0065, or email Mr. Anthony Astrology at gmail.com. Mr. Anthony Astrology at gmail.com. So let's take a look at the cards here. We're all 12 signs. Start with Aries the Ram, fire sign. It's going to be, Mars will be in Aries till January 2021. So the first thing I've seen for Aries the Ram is emotional stuff at work or emotional confrontations at work if you're an Aries. Interesting. If you're an Aries female or Aries male, reevaluate, reassess your food and diet. And if you're a female Aries, you could get pregnant between now and September 3. Between now and October 21st, if you're Aries female, you could get pregnant. Wow. Coming up again for Aries people. See how that pans out. First, the bull. Earth sign, ruled by Venus. Venus means I love, I have. And what's the opposite of love? Non-love. No love.
No love. So it's not even hate. I think hate and love are like the same thing.
that what it is?
At least for Geminis, it is.
That's
same
funny.
Thing. I
so,
know.
So okay. you admitted that your evil twin can hate people.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I have a.
Hey, they're looking for you. They're looking for you. Look, somebody called the cops on you.
I know. Oh my God.
Who's that pizza guy? Because you didn't give him a big tip.
Because he didn't give me no pizza. What the heck?
So that means your evil Gemini twin is coming out more and more now.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
And you admit it.
Oh yeah, totally. You know me. I own up to my stuff.
Well, I do know you, but I know you're nice Gemini twin.
Yeah, you do.
I haven't seen the mean one yet.
No, but you know of her because you.
And I don't want to.
I don't
and
want
why
to.
Is that, Mr. Anthony? Because my dad's a Gemini, June 2nd, and that guy had a temper, that guy.
I remember. I didn't know him just from what you told me.
But I did, and that guy was incredible.
Yeah.
He would have a mean temper, and then he'd get over it, and act like nothing happened. The Gemini? Taurus the Bull, if you're born between April 20th and May 21st, give or take, you are a Taurus the Bull, Earth sign. Or if you have ascending Taurus, Sun in Taurus, Moon in Taurus. Okay, new beginnings for relationships for Taurus people. If you desire to meet somebody brand new, if you're a Taurus the Bull, Earth sign, now is a good time. It looks like a good time for vacation or to be outside if you're a Taurus of Bull. Spend more time outside near the beach or spend time in the sun. I'm seeing a vacation for Taurus people through September 21st, 2020. Gemini the twin, air sign, mutable air, flip-flop, which way does the wind blow? Gemini the twin. So if you have ascending Gemini, Sun in Gemini, Moon in Gemini, and Frankie has Sun, Moon in Gemini, so you're double Gemini, Frankie.
Oh, God.
That means you're double trouble is what that means.
That's not my fault. I was born this way.
You're double trouble, but it also means you can do four things at one time or maybe eight things at one time.
I've been doing that. It's driving me insane. It brings out the evil Gemini in me. I'm like, no, yes, no. Sorry for the mean text, yelling at people, and not yelling, but just like being like, no more. Like, there's no room when I do that. When I have that much stuff going on, because I can do it all. There's no room for any fat. There's no room for anything extra. Everything that is not the absolute priority I get to see how it doesn't matter to me, and then I end up cutting it out. So I'm doing that with projects right now. So, yeah.
Are you talking about the projects that you grew up in as a kid?
No, not those projects.
Okay.
I did not grow up in projects. It's so funny, you know, I mean, born and raised in East LA, right? Like, I lived right in the middle of East LA. With, you know, gang on the right to me, the house next door, and then, you know, on the corner, you know, on the left. And yet, my mother was like, don't go to the projects because they're dangerous. Or, like, don't go to this part because that's dangerous, right? But where we were wasn't as dangerous, even though there were bullets flipping by all the time. But there are the...
There's bullets over Broadway.
Bullets over North Broadway.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yep. Incredible. But
yeah,
but you're over that. Now you own the projects. Now you're the owner of the projects, and you're making a lot of money. Congratulations.
Yeah. Different types of
it's
projects.
Called the Frankie projects.
Yeah. Film and television.
So if you're Gemini the twin, okay. You're Gemini air sign or ascending Gemini, Sun, Moon, and Gemini. I have Jupiter in Gemini. That means I can be like a Gemini in a big way. Okay, I'm kind of seeing with Gemini people, you might be You might be working with people involved in the arts, music, or film industry, and it's going to help your career. Whoa.
Hmm.
That's a good one. So it means something with film, theater, creative projects, things expanding with career. And also, if you're a Gemini, get an opportunity to buy a home in the next 6 months. Wow.
Nice.
See how that pans out. Also, some traveling if you're a Gemini. Looks like travel, long distance travel, like right around between October and November, December 2020, if you're a Gemini. Yeah, see how that works out. I'm seeing like a lot of expansion with career right now. Just pull a Gemini card. I'm also seeing creative projects with Gemini, with TV projects. It could be a home product of some sort if you're a Gemini. See how that works out.
Wow. Very cool.
Cancer the crab. Uh-oh. Cancer the crab. Water sign. Emotional, sensitive. It's a confrontational sign. Let's take a look at Cancer the Crab. So do you know any Cancer people, Frankie?
Not so much. I knew one long time ago.
Really? But not lately?
No.
Mm-mm.
So Cancer the Crab, water sign, emotional, cardinal sign, ruled by the moon. Keyword, I feel. Gemini means I think, I analyze. Taurus means I have, I balance. Aries means I am action, I initiate. And Cancer the Crab means I feel.
Mm-hmm.
Like James Brown. I feel good. Thank you very much. Thank you. Okay, just pull some cards for you, Cancer the Crab. And Mr. Anthony has Venus, Uranus, and Cancer in his natal astrology, so I have two signs in Cancer the Crab. Okay, so what does that mean, Mr. Anthony? It means with Jupiter in Capricorn that Mr. Anthony will be expanding with his career for the next 6 months. Thank you very much.
Mm.
If you have Sun in Cancer, Moon in Cancer, you're looking at expansion of career and expansion of money in the next 3 months. Also travel. And also, if you're a Cancer the Crab or Capricorn, either like a new business or new beginnings for a business, if you're a Cancer or a Capricorn. And you're also looking, if you're a Cancer or a Capricorn, to reevaluate your business and how you make money and reevaluate how you advertise. Incredible. I'm also seeing something with real estate or property with Cancer people. Could be selling a home or buying a home for the next 3 months with property. Property here or property somewhere else. Could be another country.
Wow.
But definitely expansion of career. And if you have a business, if you're a Cancer the Crab. And you have two signs, and you have one sign in Cancer, Frankie. You have Mercury in Cancer. That's a party that's very serious. So you're very emotional with your mind.
Yes. What's up with that?
You're very sensitive. You pick up other people's emotions.
Oh, is that right? Is that what's going on?
And then your Gemini will lash out at them because they got you mad because of their vibration. And you went off on them.
Yes, I do that once in a while. It's very rare, but when I do, it's like, oh my God. It's usually because I have said something over and over and over and over, and I invest way too much in people, and then I'm like, what is happening here? What did I, usually something like, what did I say? You're not listening, kind of thing.
And then you start crying and you get sensitive.
Yes.
And then your other twin says, get over it. Your mean twin.
Yeah.
Get over it, Frankie.
Yeah.
Move on.
So terrible.
Move on, dude. Okay, Leo the lion. Leo is a fire sign. It's a fixed, what they call fixed sign, stable, stubborn. Keyword of Leo is I create. I create my own reality. I create my creativity. I am creative with my projects. Represents children, family, kids. It also represents having fun. So if you're a Leo the Lion, male or female, could get your wife pregnant. And if you're a female Leo, you could get pregnant in the next 30 days.
Nice.
See how that works out. And if you do get pregnant, it looks like a boy. It could be twins, too, if you're a Leo.
Wow.
Also, if you're a Leo the Lion, you're lucky to have good luck with travel or good luck with buying property overseas. Wow. It's incredible there. Also, if you're a Leo and you own a home, you could be having issues with roofing or plumbing. Yeah, that works out. Reevaluate your money, your banking issues. Reevaluate your business accounts if you're a Leo. But the main thing I'm seeing is also take action with exercise. If you're ascending Leo, Sun and Leo, Moon and Leo, take action with exercise and spend more time in the sun, but in moderation. Don't overdo that. And you have Mars, Uranus, and Leo in your astrology there, Frankie. So are you working out too much or not enough?
I don't know. Not well, this week, it's barely Monday. So, yeah, I got to get back. Well, no, I'm doing okay right now. I could probably do more. Definitely.
So with that transiting Mercury in Leo, it's like new beginnings to take action with exercise, spend more time outside, and spend more time in the sun.
Nice. That works for me.
Virgo, the Virgin. So if you're a Virgo, born between August 22nd and September 22nd, you are a Virgo. Virgo's an earth sign. It's mutable earth. Practical, realistic. So Mr. Anthony has Sun in Virgo at 2 degrees. So he missed Leo by 2 days. So Sun in Virgo. Mm-hmm. So Virgo means I analyze, I work, I think. So what I'm seeing with Virgo, either Virgo ascending, Sun in Virgo, Venus in Virgo, Moon in Virgo, the scene there. Spend more time in meditation if you're a Virgo. Breathing meditation,
mm-hmm.
water meditation. Spend more time in the jacuzzi or water or a pool or in a bathtub.
Oh, that's good.
You're a Virgo.
Awesome.
I hear the spirits talking in the background here. They're making noise. Also, if you're a Virgo, ascending Virgo, Sun in Virgo, Moon in Virgo, Venus in Virgo, upheaval. And if you're going through upheaval in your life, you're also looking at clarity. So if you're a Virgo, if you embrace the unknown, because Virgo, being an earth sign, it tends to be very conservative. So you're looking at the more you go into the unknown, the more you make it if you're a Virgo with work and career. I'm also seeing like sudden contacts for business that increase your business. Also expansion for Virgo, travel coming up. The next month, travel of the country and expansion of your business. Also, if you're a Virgo, take classes online, and that's going to increase your worth for career. So take classes if you're a Virgo. Also see more money for Virgo. Expansion of your money base. Very good. And do you have any signs in Virgo, Frankie? Yes, you do. You have Pluto in Virgo. That means you're obsessed with working. Is that true?
Yeah.
Are you obsessed with working?
I am. Why?
Because that's what that means. Pluto in Virgo means you're obsessed with working or obsessed with analyzing.
Yes.
You drive yourself nuts.
I do.
So you know what? You live near the beach, you might want to soak your feet in water to calm down.
Okay, we'll do that tomorrow.
Something very simple, or take like a mud bath with your feet. That'll calm you down.
Yeah, I did that on Friday. I was at the beach and got my feet in the water and all that. So
you felt better?
I did. a lot better.
And then you were more relaxed.
I was.
And then you went home and fell asleep.
I think I did.
Did you?
I think so.
And then you woke up drooling. When you woke up drooling on the floor?
Always. On the floor. How'd you know? You're so
well,
good.
I'm very impressed with that.
Oh, my goodness.
So Libra, the scales, if you're a Libra air sign, if you're born between September 22nd and October 22nd, give or take, you are a Libra. Libra, the scales, air sign. Libra wants peace and harmony. It's a Libra thing. Libra's justice, fairness, relationships. Ruled by Venus, the ruling planet. Venus means I love. Venus means I cooperate, I balance. So Libra is a sign of relationships. So do you know any Libras, Frankie?
My mom was a Libra.
So she was very sociable.
Yes.
People liked her.
Yeah, loved her.
People loved her at work.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're a Libra, buddy boy, buddy girl, buddy dude, buddy doll. If you want to call in for a live reading on the Mr. Anthony Show, you can call me at area code 516-666-9512. 516-666-9512. If you want to call in live, if you want to call for a phone reading with Mr. Anthony, or if you want to call in for a schedule a Zoom reading or group phone reading with 1 to 7 people, call Mr. Anthony at area code 661-492-0065, or email Mr. Anthony Astrology at gmail.com. Mr. Anthony Astrology at gmail.com, if you want to do a phone reading or Zoom reading with Mr. Anthony. So Libra, the scales, air sign, ruled by Venus. See what's going on with you, Libra. I just pulled a Libra card. Incredible. Okay, if you're a Libra man or woman, if you're a woman, you meet somebody brand new in your love life. In the next 3 weeks, somebody brand new.
Nice.
And if you're a male Libra, you could get your wife pregnant or girlfriend or mistress. New beginnings for career and money for Libra. If you're Libra ascending, Sun in Libra, Mercury in Libra, or Venus in Libra. New beginnings for work and career. New beginnings to start a home-based business. Got that going on. Also, if you're Libra, networking. The more you network, if you network in the next couple of days, then things expand with your business, your career. Or if you're a Libra, if you're looking for a job, now's a good time to apply. Scorpio, the Scorpion. So if you're born between October 22nd and November 22nd, you are a Scorpio. It's a water sign. Fixed sign. Also known as stubborn, because it's a fixed sign. So Scorpio means I desire to make money, I desire money, and I desire more money. That's Scorpio. It's a money sign. So new beginnings for contacts for Scorpio, if you own a business. New beginnings for Scorpio, or you could open up a studio of some sort. Could be art studio. Wow. Reevaluate food and diet if you're a Scorpio. I'm also seeing take action with exercise to help your heart. If you're a Scorpio, also expansion of business coming up. And also, if you're a female Scorpio, you could get pregnant, or you could meet somebody brand new at the bank. Sagittarius, the horse, fire sign, mutable fire, the opposite of Gemini. Gemini is mutable air. So Sagittarius means I see, I visualize, I grow, I expand. Scorpio means I desire. Libra means I balance. Virgo means I analyze. Leo means I create. Cancer means I feel. Gemini means I think. Taurus means I have. And Aries means I am. I am somebody. So are you. Sagittarius, the horse. I am. I am somebody. And Sagittarius represents religion, philosophy, foreign people, foreign travel, foreign culture, foreign language, anything with foreign people is what Jupiter represents. It's a very international sign. Which reminds you of that story. Have you heard the story about the Chinese godfather, Frankie?
I'm afraid to ask.
Have you heard that story?
No.
He made an offer nobody could understand.
Oh.
Thank you very much. Okay, if you're a Sagittarius, I'm seeing business expanding in the next month if you're a Sagittarius. Also, if you're a Pisces. Something coming up with the home front if you're a Sagittarius or Pisces. Also, if you're Sagittarius, possibility of things being a little bit tight with money, but things expand in the next month with career or money if you're Sagittarius. Reevaluate food and diet. Moderation with drugs or alcohol if you're Sagittarius or Pisces. Keyword moderation with alcohol and drugs. Drink more water. And you might want to get your...
We're going to say drink more wine. I don't know why. Drink more wine. That's what I thought you were going to say. I was really surprised when you said water.
So in other words, you had a Boone's Farm flashback.
Strawberry Hill. Hello.
Is that what it was?
Mm-hmm.
Flashback.
Flashback.
Spill the wine. Capricorn means I use. Capricorn's an earth sign. It's practical, realistic. It's a sign of business, ruled by Saturn. So if you're a if you're a Capricorn, the goat earth sign, reevaluate food and diet, and you might want to do a cleansing of your liver and gallbladder kidney to help your gallbladder kidney area. Wow. Also, more travel if you're a Capricorn. Spend more time outside. Aquarius, the water bearer. Aquarius is an air sign, not a water sign. Buddy boy, buddy girl. Buddy dude. Buddy doll.
I always find that fascinating. So how does Aquarius end up being not a water sign?
Okay, that's a good question, Frankie. It's a very good Gemini question. Visualize this in your mind's eye. Like a water, you know how you have water going through a dam that creates electricity?
Mm-hmm.
That's Aquarius. Aquarius represents intuition, energy from the electronic realm. It's a very intuitive energy, but that's the visual for Aquarius. It's like water that creates electricity through a dam.
I see.
It's an air sign. It represents the right brain of the human body. Very intuitive.
Mm-hmm.
It's ruled by Uranus, which is the god of revolution. So Aquarius is considered a sign of revolution, protest, social protest. And Saturn will be going to Aquarius of January 2021, December 2020, and it's going to be there for like 2.5 years, so you're looking at a lot of changes coming up in the world. But right now for Aquarius, keyword I know, spend more time with a family if you're an Aquarius. Seeing a family trip if you're an Aquarius. Or sending Aquarius or sun, moon, and Aquarius. I have Aquarius on the third house cusp. Okay, so also if you're an Aquarian man, you meet two new girls if you're an Aquarius. Could be online, could be at the bank. I'm also seeing more money if you're an Aquarius. Pisces a fish. Pisces, the fish, mutable water, mutable, flip-flop energy. So I have a moon in Pisces, so my emotions flip-flop a lot. Is that true? If you're a Pisces, trouble coming up, I reevaluate the way you do business. Also, check out your car maintenance if you're a Pisces. And also check your plumbing if you're a Pisces. And I'm also seeing if you're a Pisces, ascending sign, or sun in Pisces, moon in Pisces. Spend more time in meditation. So if you want to do a Zoom reading with Mr. Anthony, or a phone group reading, you can call Mr. Anthony at area code 661-492-0065. 661, area code 492-0065. Or email Mr. Anthony for a phone reading, or Zoom reading, or a group phone reading. Mr. Anthony at gmail.com. Mr. Anthony at gmail.com.
Okay.
So what's your vibe on the planetary forecast, Frankie?
There's so much going on. You know, and there's always so much more going on than just what we think is going on. And what I love about this, you know, planetary forecast is it really shows you what's opening up and like this energy that is in our favor or not in our favor, you know, depending on where it's at. It's usually not like tragic or awful, but it's an opportunity to kind of see what can work, like what extra thing can we make to be at our advantage, especially during this time. You know, it's rough.
So the main thing I'm seeing here with the planetary forecast, a good point, Frankie, Jupiter retrograde in Capricorn, Saturn retrograde in Capricorn, and Neptune retrograde in Pisces, and Pluto retrograde in Capricorn. So reevaluate your visions, reevaluate your work and career, reassess your drug intake of drugs and alcohol and pharmaceuticals, and reevaluate your taxes, inheritance, and money flow coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to be on next week, right, Frankie, on August 17th at 7 p.m. on the Mr. Anthony Show?
Yes.
7 p.m. on public Pacific Daylight Time. And if you want to do a Zoom reading with Mr. Anthony or phone reading, 661-492-0065, 661-492-0065, or email Mr. Anthony, MrAnthonyAstrology@gmail.com.
Yeah, and for our listeners and callers, you know, share this with people, tell them they can call in for a reading as well. The information's on our show page. Follow the show so that you get alerts when we come on. And have an awesome week, everybody.
Thanks, Frankie.
Thank you. Bye.